In Japan, the matsutake, or pine mushroom, can fetch hundreds of dollars at a restaurant, but nowhere is the matsutake tradition more distinct than in rainy British Columbia, where it represents a way of life to Canada's fall harvesters. Kelly McEvers reports.
Some 900 miles northwest of Seattle stretches Canada's Highway 37. A small two-lane road that runs north-south through the mountains and forests of British Columbia. Little happens here, until the fall, when the matsutake is perfect for picking. Every September and October, hundreds of mushroom pickers come from all over Canada and the United States. They assemble trailers and tents into makeshift towns the size of small county fairs. One such shantytown, situated at kilometer 69, is notorious. A clearing in the thick woods known as the Zoo.
The real wild and crazy boys that are here, that's how it got the name, the Zoo. Nothing real bad or nothing. But, you know, generally the cops come up and arrest somebody every year.
Eddie Albright is one of the zoo's better known characters. He goes by the name Catman for the cats he has trained to catch his dinner. He wears the picker's trademark gumboots and heavy raincoat and keeps his small cross-shaped pipe on a leather necklace. He travels up and down Canada's west coast, picking mushrooms for a living. The matsutake, he said, for years was good as gold.
See, we had this $300 a pound year when there was no mushrooms, but high price. Sometimes bang, you'd come in with $1,000 worth because you had like 4 pounds.
Then the Japanese economy bottomed out. Nowadays, pickers make closer to $15 a pound. It's barely enough to make a trip to the zoo worthwhile, yet still they come.
Best thing to do is look for the trees. Look for the hemlock and look for the spruce.
Kathy Wallace, for years, worked as a government biologist. Now she's a novice matsutake picker. Because pickers are so secretive about where they go, she's had to learn the ropes by herself.
You sure get a high when you start finding them. It's not money. It's not a money thing that motivates you. It's the thrill of finding that prize, you know? And here's one right here, bingo.
Peeking through the thick green carpet of moss is a little white button. More a hunt than a harvest. There's little science to locating the matsutake. Every picker has a theory about the trees they'll grow near, whether they need sunlight or not. What's known is that matsutake thrive in high coastal forests with rain on top and volcanic ash underneath, like this section of British Columbia's Coast Mountain Range. The Japanese prefer mushrooms with a closed top or veil, so it's best to find them the way Wallace found hers, under the moss before the mushroom grows and opens up. Sometimes a few hours can make all the difference. In the evenings, pickers sell their mushrooms at one of a dozen cash buying stations set up along the zoo's equivalent of Main Street, near the highway. The process can be cutthroat. A decade ago, during the big money 90s, weapons and brawls were not uncommon. Around 10 o'clock, buyers close down and load mushrooms into a truck bound for Vancouver. 18 hours south of the zoo, the mushrooms are unpacked, cleaned, and shipped to Japan. They'll be in Tokyo's Central Market just 2 days after they're pulled from the ground. Japan imports an average of 4,000 tons of matsutake each year. British Columbia, Oregon, and California account for about a quarter of that. Most supplies come from the Koreas and China. Here in Vancouver, Japanese chef David Naoki Shibata says the hard-to-find mushroom is a fixture in Japanese cuisine.
It's a seasonal thing. Japanese people like it because of the fragrance, I think, when you cook it or you steam it or you barbecue it.
Matsutake pickers usually stay at the zoo until the first snow. By November, the camps will be empty. Some, like Catman, will follow the matsutake south, then lay in for winter until the next mushroom season.
I've walked a lot of miles over the last 10 years, kissed grizzly bears I pick alone.
For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers, Highway 37, British Columbia.